today's the 23rd day of the blessed month of Abib. May God begin and end in goodness and renew for us in peace and tranquility while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and brethren. Amen. Today we have two amazing saints, martyrs. On this day of the year 45 AD, Saint Longinus the soldier was martyred. He was one of the region, he was from one of the regions of Cappadocia. He was the captain of a regiment of the Roman army. Pilate, governor of Judea, appointed Longinus a captain of the group of soldiers in charge of executing the order to crucify the Lord Jesus Christ. He followed him during all the stages of his passion till the hill of Golgotha, where he and his soldiers crucified the Lord. Longinus knew that they had wrongfully crucified the Lord Christ. He also noticed the endurance of the Lord to pain and is asking for the forgiveness of those who crucified him. When he saw that there was darkness over all the earthquake and the rocks were split and the graves were open, he exceedingly marveled. He cried out, saying, "Truly this was the Son of God." He also witnessed the burial of the Lord Christ and guarded the tomb of the Savior with the soldiers. When the Lord Christ rose from the dead and the tomb was sealed, he was amazed and refused the bribe of the Jews to deny the resurrection of the Lord Christ. He often asked God to reveal to him the truth, and the Lord sent to him Saint Peter the Apostle, who explained to him the reality of the person of the Savior, his divinity, and the great atonement that he fulfilled on the cross. Saint Longinus believed and was baptized. He resigned his military service and went back to preach the name of the Lord Christ in his country, Cappadocia. Many believed, and God wrought many splendid miracles by his hands. When Pilate heard about this, he wrote to Tiberius Caesar concerning him, who ordered to seize the saint and behead him. Thus he received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. On this day also was the martyrdom of the chosen Saint Marina. Saint Marina, who overcame the devil. She was one of the daughters of the nobles of Antioch City in Asia Minor. Her parents worshipped the idols. When her mother died, her father entrusted her to a Christian nanny to raise her up. The nanny narrated to her the biographies of the martyrs and what they received from happiness and eternal life. Marina longed to be martyred in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. One day the governor saw Marina and admired her much. He wanted to marry her, however, when he knew that she believed in the Lord Christ, he was disturbed and asked her to worship the idols. She utterly refused, but he tried to persuade her to obey him so he would marry her. However, she did not heed him. He became angry and ordered to comb her body with sharp iron combs, then rubbed her wounds with vinegar and lime, then imprisoned her. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and healed all her wounds. The next morning, the governor ordered to bring her. When he saw that she was well, he exceedingly marveled and ordered to hang her on the himbazine and to tightly squeeze her. The angel of the Lord came and healed her. The governor cast her in a large cauldron filled with boiling melted lead. However, the angel of the Lord saved her. Many believed because of her and received the crowns of martyrdom. When the governor became weary of torturing her, he ordered to behead her. She extended her hands, prayed, then bent her head down with great courage to the executioner who beheaded her, and she received the crown of martyrdom. The Lord manifested from her pure body many wonders. Her body is still present in the Church of the Virgin Saint Mary in Hartel, Rubin, Cairo. The blessing of her prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Thank you. And to hear the things which you hear, I have not heard them. But as for you, bless their eyes, for they see, and ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospel through the prayers of your saints.
Thanks for the holy gospel.
Remember also our master, those who have bidden us, remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto the Lord our God, those very fondly propose them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stasite me to vovotheo, kusume to evangelio.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Mark the Evangelist and the pure disciple. May his holy blessings be with us all. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel. For I know that the Lord is great and our Lord is above all the gods. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, Teacher, we want to do for us whatever we ask. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? They said to him, Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory. But Jesus said to them, You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, We are able. So Jesus said to them, You will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism I am baptized with, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared. And when the ten heard it, they began to be greatly displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen.
As we have been used to the past few weeks, just to have a quick word together. Today we read in the Synaxarium and in the Gospel two things that are related to each other, and they are related to all the Christian life. Today we read the stories of saints who are the martyrs? Who are the two martyrs? Saint Marina and Saint? Yes? And Saint Marina and Saint who? Who's the other saint? Longinus, one of the soldiers who were standing while Jesus was crucified. Both of them were martyred. Right? Both of them were martyred. There's something interesting to understand about love. About love. We talked a couple of weeks ago about loving the Lord your God with all your heart, right? There's something important about love. Jesus said, if you love your enemies, if you love those who love you, then that's expected, that there's no surprise there, right? If you love those who love you, there's no surprise there, right? But if you love your enemies, this is when the love that you have is actually true. How hard is it to love our enemies? Extremely hard, right? To love our enemies. But with love, it's possible. With love, with Jesus Christ, it's possible to love our enemies. The saints from today did really hard things, right? They endured martyrdom because they love God. They endured something hard because they love God. Even in the gospel today, Christ himself said, I came to serve, not to be served. Because of what? Because of love. So today, what I want you to remember, if you forget everything I said, which is not a lot anyways, right? Love does hard things. Love does hard things. Love shines in difficult times. Right? When I am facing a difficult time and I still show love, this is when it shows that the love inside my heart is real. It's real. It's not because of anything else that I'm getting. When I'm going through a hard time and I'm still grateful for God, that shows that I love him. St. Gregory of Nyssa said people go after God for three reasons. One of three reasons, right? All three reasons are okay. But one of them shows true love. The first reason is out of fear, right? I'm afraid from God. God is big. God is like, you know, punishes or something like that, which is not true. But I think that way, so I'm afraid, so I follow God. The second, I want something from God. I want something from God. So I always want something from him, so I'm praying or I'm following him because I want something. I want good grades, I want this, I want that, whatever it is. The third one, loves God regardless of pain and regardless of reward, regardless of something hard or something good. This is the person that loves God with all their heart. And that's why when we celebrate the saints today and we read the gospel today of Christ coming to serve and not to be served, we understand that love does what? Hard things. Love does hard things. That's how we know that we have love inside of us. If we are long-suffering, if we endure, if we are grateful for God, whether we have or we don't have. This shows our love inside of us is real. It's not fake, right? So I want you to remember this. Love does hard things, okay? And even Christ himself said, if you love me, follow my commandments, right? And following his commandments are not always fun according to our understanding, right? They are hard sometimes. But if you love me, keep my commandments. Okay? So that's what we want to talk about today. Love does hard things. Okay? I want you all to remember this and to find this inside of you, find this love inside of you, to give for others and to be caring for others. Right? Even if it's hard sometimes. Okay? Glory be to God forever. Amen.
In the wisdom of God, let us attend. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let's all pray the creed. Truly we believe in one God, the Father, the Most High, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, and not created of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made. And for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate in the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified. and Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day, he rose from the dead according to the scriptures, ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again, his glory to judge the living and the dead, his kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, worship and glorified, was spoke by the prophets, and in one who is the Apostolic Church, we confess from baptism.
Of Christos, he did.
O God, the eternal, who formed man in corruption and death which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which all the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill towards men.
Pray for perfect peace, love in the holy apostolic kisses.
Your good will, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all craftiness, and the remembrance of vice varying. Make us all worthy, O Master, to greet one another with a holy kiss, and without casting us into condemnation, we may partake of immortal and heavenly gifts in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord, who are Jesus Christ, Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Truly, indeed, it is meet and right, O you, the being Master, Lord, God of truth, being before the ages and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is there, in the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom we have created all things visible and invisible, who is seated upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy power.
For seated stand.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are he around whom stand the cherubim, four bars, and seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, say.
Let us attend.
Amen.
holy indeed, O Lord our God, who formed us, created us, and placed us in the paradise of God. When we disobeyed your commandment by the deceit of the serpent, we fell from eternal life and were exiled in the paradise of God. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us through your holy prophets. And in the last days you manifested yourself to us, who were sitting in darkness and shadow of death, through your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. Granted us the birth on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself an assembled people and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who were in the world, and as a ransom in our behalf gave himself up unto death, which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold. On account of our sins he descended into Hades through the cross. At your right hand, O Father, he has appointed a day for recompense on which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
He instituted for us this great mystery of godliness, for being determined to give himself up to death for the life of the world. He took bread into his holy hand, which are without spot or blemish, blessed and life-giving.